We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on Monday morning, November the 11th, 2019. We pray that you are having a great day. You're going to start off with an awesome day and just continue that on through the week, and pray that this will be one of your best weeks ever. I want to ask you today if you would be praying for us. It's a busy week around the Arthurs household, around Merritt Assembly of God. We've got a wedding going on this weekend, and so you pray for me, pray for all involved, we maintain our cool and composure. When I did my son's wedding, this time I'm doing a daughter's wedding, and I made it all the way up to right now I present to you for the first time Mr. and Mrs., and all of a sudden I looked down at the page just to make sure I got it right and cracked up, and not laughter, but just got a little overwhelmed with emotion. It's like, oh man, I almost made it to the end. So pray for me that I make it to the end this week. And it's going to be interesting. Never done a wedding like this one before, so we're going to have a great reception. I do want to also say thank you. Paul wanted me to express thank you to all of the Refresh Radio listeners for your support, your generous support of the WMIE ministry right here in Brevard County. I want to say thank you. I had people that were telling me that there were a number of listeners that were calling in and giving their support. And so I want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. It is encouraging to us that God is using this ministry to impact lives. And we're going to be talking about a passage of scripture. In all honesty, I know that with the thousands and thousands of preachers, the tens of thousands of preachers, maybe millions of preachers who've ever preached, I'm sure that there are people who've gone over this passage that we are going to be discussing today, but I haven't heard them. And even though I've encountered this verse before, I don't know that I've ever shared from this verse. So this is going to be groundbreaking for both of us here on the radio station today. And so we're going to be turning to Jeremiah chapter 48 here in just a bit. I do also want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If your AC is in need of some tender, loving care, maybe you just want to, you know, say thank you to it for all of the hard work that it has done over the past several months. And you can give, if you're in the central part of Brevard County, give Bill Andreich a call, 321-759-3284. And have him come out and take a look at your system. So I am so thankful. Now, it could be because of some of the rains that we had or anything like that, but with the temperature dropped and my air conditioner works really pretty well for us, we've adjusted the thermostat up. It's to that point now where I get a little bit of a broader spectrum throughout the day. Where, you know, the house cools down relatively quickly at night. I mean, when the sun goes down at noon, I'm just kidding. It's more like 12:30. you know, it doesn't take that long for your home to cool down. And so, we are very thankful. Bill Andreich and Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. They can get your AC taken care of just the same way as they do ours. So thank you very much to Creative AC Solutions for helping us to bring the Refresh Radio program to you. We do have service on Wednesday night this week. We've got our adult Bible study. We also have youth group on Wednesday night. I will tell you now that because of the festivities that are going on, the look is going to be a little atypical because of all of the setup that we're doing and things like that. So Wednesday night at 7, we are going through a Bible study called Leveling the Praying Field. If you'd like to come and be a part of that, we've still got a ways to go in that study. Also, youth group meets at 7. Now, this coming Sunday night, we will not be having service. Actually, there will be a couple of Sunday nights in a row, the 17th and the 24th. We will not be having Sunday night service, but we will resume that again after Thanksgiving, I believe it is. So that's just a few of the announcements that we have going on. So you be sure and pray for us this week. We got loads and loads of family coming in and friends, and we're going to have a great, great wedding this coming Saturday. And so take your Bibles, if you would, and turn to Jeremiah chapter 48. Remember, we are going through the Sermon on the Mount. We're now in the area of the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil. And one of the ways that God delivers us from evil is that he says, do not bear false witness against your neighbor. We boil that down to a modern approach, and that is, don't lie. Don't lie. You would think that would be something that we could all pretty much agree on. But as we're going to look at probably on tomorrow's broadcast, you will see that there's lying is a big problem in our society. And so today I want to look at this passage in Jeremiah chapter 48, and we're going to see an application of deceit that when you look at it, you might not really allow it to resonate into your life. And today I want to take that scripture, I want to bring it into our attention and see if there's something that we need to correct and adjust in our spiritual life. Chapter 48, verse number 1, against Moab, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, woe to Nebo, for it is plundered. Kirjathaim is shamed and taken. The high stronghold is shamed and dismayed. No more praise of Moab. In Heshbon they have devised evil against her. Come and let us cut her off as a nation. You also shall be cut down, O madmen. The sword shall pursue you. A voice of crying shall be from Horonaim, plundering and great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused a cry to be heard. For in the ascent of Luhith, they ascend with continual weeping. For in the descent of Horonaim, the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. Flee, save your lives, and be like the juniper in the wilderness. For because you have trusted in your works and your treasures, you also shall be taken. And Chemosh shall go forth into captivity, his priests and his princes together, and the plunderer shall come against every city. No one shall escape. The valley also shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed, as the Lord has spoken. Give wings to Moab, that she may flee and get away, for her city shall be desolate, without any to dwell in them. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed is he who keeps back his sword from blood. Moab has been at ease from his youth. He has settled on his dregs and has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into captivity. Therefore, his taste remained in him and his scent has not changed. So let me set the stage for you. This is a lament against Moab. It is a prophecy that Jeremiah is given in a thus saith the Lord moment to let him know, to let the people of Moab know, that destruction is headed their way, that there is going to be a military campaign that is launched against them, and it's not just because somebody was greedy for their land or anything like that. This is a spiritual consequence of their unfaithfulness to the Lord God Almighty. They had other gods that they worshiped, and God says, while I've been dealing with other people, you may have thought that I was overlooking you and your sins, but I want you to know your time has come. And in the midst of all of this declaration, in verse number 10, it says, cursed is he who does the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed is he who keeps back his sword from blood. So the original intent of this passage is that when this military campaign is launched against Moab, God is prophesying through Jeremiah, and he says, look, when I tell you to wield that sword, I don't want you to have a deceitful attitude towards the assignment that I have given to you. And that's really the core of this. Now, there is another translation of this, and the NIV says, a curse on anyone who is lax in doing the Lord's work. And it goes on to talk about this aspect of keeping back his sword from blood. In other words, a sword had been placed in his hand, that this was to be an act that God had commissioned, and that Moab was going to be destroyed. Now, you know, we're not going out and attacking with swords and things like that. And you might look at this and say, whew, I'm so glad that we don't have to do that, and we all are. I have a sword as a prop that I use when I'm preaching. Actually, there's a couple of different types of swords that I use, and whenever I do that, for some reason, the front rows tend to be vacated. I mean, they want to be as far away from me as possible. No one has ever been damaged, and you know, it's nice to have those visuals that you can go along with. Not many of us are wielding swords unless you're using it in a sermon illustration, or if you happen to be, you know, an actor or something like that. Not many of us are wielding swords anymore. So if we just look at it in that context, we may find ourselves looking at this passage of Scripture and yawning right through it, when actually there is an application that will be very real for all of us, not just the pastor, not just me, not just your Sunday school teacher or your deacon or any of that. But today we're going to look at this and see how it applies to each of our lives, because I don't know about you, I don't want any degree of curse in operation in my life. If we look at curse as the opposite of blessing, that's a bad thing. Now, I can tell you that Jesus came to take away the curse, but many times we continue to act in manner of disobedience to the Scripture, that the Bible says that if we do those things, we are going to experience a curse, a separation from the blessing of God. Instead of God working with us and for us on our behalf and us on His behalf, we find ourselves working in our own strength or working contrary to God's plan. I don't want that type of curse in my life. So, cursed is he who does the work of the Lord deceitfully. And so, this word deceitful here means deceitful, or does the work of the Lord with treachery, or is slack, or is lax, or is slothful, or is lazy. Okay, so let's look at this, and we could look at it. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord deceitfully. And that could be that you say that you're going to do something and you don't do something. You're doing it with the wrong motive. You know, Jonah did what God told him to do, but his heart was never in it. The fact that God could use Jonah to bring revival to 120,000 citizens in Nineveh is an amazing, amazing thing, because Jonah was, how do I want to say this? God used him as a prophet, but was really using how he dealt with Nineveh to deal with Jonah and the issues that Jonah had in his heart. And so many times we could look at the things that we've got going on at work and we say, well, I'm going to do it, but I'm just going to barely do it. If you've ever been a boss and you see an employee who is, and I saw this in another version of this, and if you've ever seen someone who did their work with a half-hearted attitude. I believe that's in the Message translation, where in the latter part of that verse, you recognize that they're not going to do it with quality. They're not going to do it with efficiency. They're not going to do it with joy. And it's going to show up in the way that they do their job. So this says, you know, that we are position ourselves in opposition to blessing whenever the work that we are assigned to do for the Lord is done in a treacherous, a disloyal, or a deceitful manner, or a lax manner. We need to say, now listen, if you just apply it to, well, you know, I didn't have a sword, so I didn't use it the way, you know, you're going to miss the point. You see, because everybody in the body of Christ has a job, has an assignment, has something that has been appointed to them to do from before the foundations of the world. You have an assignment. I have an assignment. And our responsibility is not just to do the job. It's to do the job well. It's to not be lax in it. The Message version says this: sloppy work in God's name is cursed. A lot of people want to come and they want to offer to God their leftovers. They want to spend their very best on the things of this world that have no enduring value. They're just temporary. And then we want to turn around and offer up to God the very opposite. We want to offer up to God that which is eternal and do it with the least amount of effort as possible. So I want to ask you today, are you in charge of doing the yard work at church? Are you in charge of doing the janitorial work at church? Or are you in charge of some of the office work? Or maybe you are a teacher. Maybe you're a youth leader. Maybe you're a children's church leader or a musician on the worship team or in the choir or the worship leader. Whatever, maybe you're part, listen, we just described several things inside the four walls of the church. Maybe your calling is that of an evangelist, where you are to go into the community and live and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Maybe you are assigned the task of being a blessing where you are at. Maybe when you go to work, you have adopted the biblical mindset that says everything you do, do it to the glory of God. And God has assigned you your work. He's assigned you the place that you are to live and the time that you are supposed to live there. And you say, you know what? I'm going to occupy this time till I come. And I'm not going to do it deceitfully. I'm not going to do it in a sloppy manner. I'm not going to do it in a lazy manner. I'm not going to be lax at it. I am going to offer God my very best. I tell you that when we are diligent to give God our very best for the assignment that he has given to us, we are not going to experience the curse. We're going to experience the blessing. Too many people say, well, you know, Jesus, he took all that cursing stuff away from me. Yes, but he didn't do it to lower the bar. He did all that he did to raise the bar in your life and in my life, so that we would be empowered by the grace of God to be able to live the life that God always wanted us to live. So, through the years now, I want you to know, I don't nail this perfectly. I've got some areas of my life that I want to step up in. And, you know, maybe your job description is that of intercessor. Maybe you're part of the prayer team. Maybe you're praying for revival. Maybe you're a missionary, whatever it might be. Every assignment that God gives is important. I know people who, you know, when they're, I had a, this goes way back. We, the church has used to have a pastor's office right by the front door of the church. We've relocated those offices into another building. We opened that up, but that office used to have a portable air conditioner, a window unit that was built into the wall there because of the way that the air conditioning system in the sanctuary was designed. You didn't want to have to be heating and cooling thousands of square feet when the only thing that was being occupied at times was maybe 100 square feet or 150 square feet. And so they put a portable window unit in, and they or a window unit in, and they mounted it in there. I mean, you can't, it's in there pretty good. But we had a person that drove by one time and almost didn't come into the church because they thought that window units were all that we had down in Florida. People tend to make decisions based upon the things that they see. Now, we have been operating for 27 years on a mandate that God has given to us, almost 27 years, and that is that we were supposed to make sure that the house of God was taken care of, and so we have been very diligent in that. And whenever you come to church, you might see some things that haven't been updated yet, but you're going to see a whole lot that has been updated yet, because people have said, well, why do you work so hard for such a small church? Well, you know, God said that he was the one that would build the church. Now, he wants us to partner with him in that, but if I do what God has called me to do, I know that God's going to do what he's said that he would do. But it's not just about the ministry inside the four walls of the church. It is what has God given you. You and I are called to speak words of life. We are called to speak truth and love. We need to be very diligent, not lax, not deceitful, in doing the things that God has called us to do. So let's take this outside of the preaching ministry and let's just apply it to our lives as an individual and say, what has God given me to do, and am I doing it to the best of my ability? If not, I am not seeing the full extent of God's blessing in my life and ministry that God would want me to have. And so I think rather than asking God to change the rules, we need to change the way that we do what God has assigned us to do. Let's not be lazy or slothful or sloppy or deceitful in the way that we do our assigned task. If we do it the way God wants us to do it, we're going to experience the blessing of God. There's one more passage here in Jeremiah chapter 48, and let me drop down just a little bit. Verse number 29, we have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceedingly proud. Now, when God says you are exceedingly proud, you are exceedingly proud of his loftiness and arrogance and pride and of the haughtiness of his heart. I know his wrath, says the Lord, but it is not right. His lies have made nothing right. And I want to just bring this truth from this passage to you today, because there is temptation to lie that's pretty prevalent in our society. I heard someone not too long ago describe panic lying, where you're boxed into a corner and someone is wanting an answer and you don't have the answer to give them that is appropriate to give them. And so when that happens, you just panic lie, and then the Holy Spirit convicts you and you repent and all of that sort of stuff. That can be a cycle that we need to be prepared for that. And so let me just tell you what God spoke to me in that area, and that is this. Just because someone asks a question doesn't mean that they're entitled to the answer. We see this all the time where people are asking questions of government officials. And they may be asking questions about highly sensitive, classified, top secret information, and they don't get that answer. It's not theirs to, they may be looking for that information for a merit badge or for an award, but that's not theirs to know. And so let me tell you this. Lying makes nothing right. Lying makes nothing right. You cannot accomplish godly goals using the devil's tools. Ooh, that's good. I may have to write that down. You can't accomplish godly goals. I'm writing it down. While using the devil's tools. And lying is the devil's native language. Lying will not make anything right, but it will certainly cause a lot of things to go wrong. And so I encourage you to allow God to work in your heart, and that today we will say, you know what, I'm not going to use the tool of deceit to try and accomplish God's goals. That's not going to work. And the second is, I just want to ask you, what is it that God has called you to do? Now, for you, it may be the same problem that I had, and that is that I knew what God wanted me to do, but I did not have an action plan as to how to pursue that. And once someone challenged me on that, I said, okay, God, what is the action plan? How are we going to go forward with this? And when that, you know, when I approach God that way, he said, oh, I'm so glad you asked. Here's what I want you to do. And so I applied to Bible college and got in. I applied to go on a missions trip. I got in. It was amazing what would happen. I tell you, whatever it is that God has called you to do, he is Lord not only of the invitation, but he's Lord of the process. And you ask him and to say, God, how do you want to accomplish this? And he will begin to order your steps so that you can do the work of the Lord with diligence and truth. God bless you. You have an amazing, amazing day. Pray for us this week. We will see you next time right here on the Refresh Radio Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
This is the